Guidance system enabled.
5.
The Vast Wasteland.
4.
The show about nothing and everything.
3.
Life support systems online.
2.
Security code accepted. Red 1, you are clear for takeoff.
Hang on to your chair. We are about to desecrate everything that is good and decent. Ooh, I am your father.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Transformation complete.
The Vast Wasteland. Get some.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Vast Wasteland this evening. We're going to be listening to some funny audio, specifically some prank-type phone calls tonight. Before we jump into them, though, and incidentally, this will be a slightly abbreviated program tonight, but we do want to make a program note that you're going to be hearing some very harsh language, meaning bad language, cussing, invectives, what have you. So, if you are a youngster, a young child, you should definitely not be listening to this program tonight. If you're a person who is easily offended by harsh language, you definitely shouldn't listen tonight. I'll say it this way. Tonight's program is going to be dealing with audio and things, not only the bad language, but the content, such that I definitely would not allow a child of mine to listen to it. Partly because I just wouldn't want them to hear it, and number two, because I'd be afraid they'd be going around repeating what they heard. So, with that said, we're going to be hearing a few Howard Sterns. We'll be hearing a couple of other items. There's one that we were going to put on the program tonight. We're not going to. The reason, it's something actually I had previewed earlier today. It was, and I'll tell you about it. It was audio from Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, of course, is the one of the Baldwin brothers who was married to Kim Basinger. And the audio was him leaving a voicemail to his 11-year-old daughter, and he is ranting and raving and calling her names because he was supposed to call her at a specific time. And when he called her, apparently he either couldn't get through to her phone or her cell phone was turned off. He was trying to call her cell phone. And apparently he really came unglued. And so it's him going off on a tirade and, calling his daughter names, telling her he's going to come out and do this to her and do that to her, and saying some pretty bad things about her mother, Kim Basinger. We thought about putting that one on, but it was so unbelievably harsh in the things that he said that we figured that although we have put some pretty harsh things on the air before, we thought this one might be getting awfully close to crossing that line. So in the interest of common decency, we decided not to. But you're going to hear plenty of other bad language. So let's jump right in. We're going to jump right in with some Howard Stern. Now, in this one, what you're going to hear is Sal from the Howard Stern Show. And what he did was create some audio, and he did some kind of creative things as far as background sound to make it sound like he's from calling from a really busy train station. And then he's calling a guy up to order a pizza. And of course, the guy he's talking to can barely hear him because it does sound like he's standing right there by trains. The funny part is how this guy finally reacts when he gets frustrated because he can't hear Sal. Take a listen.
Here's Sal. Sal pretends he's at a train station. He had to use two computers to get the sound effects right on this. He's trying to order a pizza from a train station. It's pretty funny.
All right.
Take a listen to this. This is a brand new one, fresh out of the oven.
Yeah, one for you.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. I'm at the train station. I'd like to make an order to go, please.
You got it.
All right, give me two. Did he get that?
No, I didn't get anything, sir. Do what?
Okay, I'm just having a tough time hearing you. I'm at the train station.
That's okay. Well, there's no problem. There's nothing I can do about that, but do what?
Okay, let me tell you again. Give me two, one, two.
on down and order it.
I'm in a hurry. My wife's in a wheelchair at home. I got to pick up the order and bring it to her.
I'm not understanding. I'm understanding everything but the order you're telling me.
What do you got down so far?
I don't have anything down. Two of something. Is it Two Heroes?
No, it's not Two Heroes. Well, I'm trying to tell you something. Two Heroes.
You know what? I'm not going to be. What is your name, sir?
Sir, I said you I need to.
Okay, this next one is just not right, and you'll understand what I mean. This one, it's Richard from the Howard Stern Show, and what he's doing some things with the audio so that it sounds like his phone's cutting out. But obviously you can tell what it is that he's supposed to be saying. Thank goodness that the gentleman at the other end can't quite figure it out.
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, sir.
I'm sorry, is there something wrong with your phone?
No, it's something wrong with your phone.
Yeah, I'd like to shoot my load all over your face.
I already sold the port furniture.
Do you have hairy balls?
Having what, sir?
Hairy balls?
Yeah.
Do you have a tight asshole?
You're breaking up. I can't understand you.
Can you hear me okay?
No, I can't hardly hear you, sir.
I was wondering, can I come there and put my finger in your butt?
Yeah, you can come here. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm calling because I want to suck your cock.
Okay, my clock. Yeah, I still got it. Man wanted to buy it, said he won't come by. But you know how that is.
I would like to tongue your asshole, please.
Okay. My address is Drive. You'll see the yard sale signs up.
Well, I'm kind of in a hurry. I just want to come there and fuck your butthole.
Okay, well, come on.
Would you mind showering my face with your hot, creamy jizz?
Yeah, it's already sold. My place sold.
Yeah, can I come there and suck on your
balls? Yeah, I'll be right here.
Can I come there and shove a baseball bat in my asshole?
The only thing I can hear you're coming here. I'll be here.
Do you have a tight asshole?
My ass a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some of them work.
I would really like you to take a shit on my chest.
Sir, the only thing I can tell you to do is come by here. I can't understand you at all.
Would you mind if I gobbled your stiff cock?
Say, with my clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got it, I said. Just
yeah, can
by
I come there and suck on your balls?
Yeah.
Would you mind pouring chocolate onto my shaft while I jerk off?
So I don't know what kind of phone you got, but I'm here. You can come and look at anything you want to look at.
Yeah, I want to tickle your balls.
Yes, if you just come drive, I'll be here.
Okay, go fuck yourself.
God, that is so not right. I don't know, we thought about that one. But we figured that we would be remiss if we didn't share that one with you. thank goodness for the Howard Stern Show. Okay, let's jump right into our next one. Okay, this next one needs just a little bit of setup. What we have is a young lady and some guy she had been seeing for a while. They weren't married or anything. They were just seeing each other, boyfriend, girlfriend. And apparently he caught her cheating on him. So he decided to return a favor and cheat on her. And then he decided he was going to have one last fling with her. And then he was going to call the guy that she was seeing, that she was cheating on him with, to tell him, you know, basically what she was doing, that she had just had sex with him. Well, when he called this other guy that she had been sleeping with and who had, you know, she had slept with to cheat on him with. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but somehow her voicemail was still on the line. So everything he was saying to this other guy that she had cheated on him with was being picked up by her voicemail. So what you're about to hear is this young lady absolutely going off because obviously she listened to the voicemail. And she heard what he was saying to this other guy. And she's obviously not pleased about it.
Yeah, Nick, it's your ex-girlfriend, you know, the one that you came home to fuck today. And you're not really on duty and you're fucking some other girl. Yeah. I just heard everything that you just talked about with some dude. You just called my phone and I pick up and I just hear you talking in the background. So I just fucking heard everything that you just fucking said. You fuckhead. How the fuck did you fucking do that shit to me, goddammit? Fuck you, motherfucker. Your world is about to get fucked up. You do not even understand what the fuck is about to hit your ass, bitch. Fucking, yeah. You want to fucking play this little fucking game with me? Fuck you, motherfucker. Fucking, yeah. Oh, my God. I cannot fucking believe that you just did that. You fucking lied to me. Again. And then had the fucking nerve to get pissed off at me for getting all jealous and pissed off when really, in fact, you are fucking some other bitch. Fucker. Fuck you.
The Vast Wasteland will return in a moment. Please stand by.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the 3rd week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending College.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending College.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartenders' jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending College.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
For free.
Last call.
For integrity.
You seem to be encountering some...
The show about nothing and everything.
Yay! We'll do whatever it takes.
Kid tested. Mother disproved. The Vast Wasteland. Get some.
I was under the influence.
One, 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 two, one. Earthlink. High-speed internet connection includes free antivirus, firewall, spyware block.
Jimmy, it's time for dinner!
Ma, I'm trying to make a commercial here!
Hurry up, it's gonna get cold!
All right, give me a couple minutes. Jeez.
Make the switch to Earthlink. Dependable, reliable internet connection.
I always like that little riff. Okay. Our next one is another Howard Stern, and what it is one of his people who kind of did a little doctoring again with audio, made it so that there's like a kind of an echo going on when he talks. The interesting thing is if you listen to it, the echo is kind of saying the opposite of what he's saying in the foreground. A little bit hard to describe, but you'll kind of get an idea of what I mean when you hear it.
Richard called a lady with multiple voices.
What happened was Richard called a woman that was selling three different items. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And he used multiple voices.
Yeah, I remember this. This is so unbelievable. Richard taped himself, and then every time he started talking, he had himself talking over himself. And it drove the woman insane. Sometimes I go back to Richard's room, and I just see him with headphones on laughing. He's giggling to himself, and I know he's up to some weird shit. This is pretty good.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm calling about the fur coat that you had advertised.
Are you on a cell phone? I cannot understand you.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Kenmore dryer.
Okay, just a moment.
Okey no problem.
Dokey. I'm so sorry, sir. You caught me with a mouthful of salad.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, I do have the Kenmore dryer.
How much you want for the fur coat?
We were asking $20.
I don't know if I'm interested in that.
I wish that our phone was clearer. because I do not understand what you're saying, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm calling about the coat, actually.
And the dryer?
Yeah. No.
I cannot understand.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Are you interested in the basketball goal?
Yeah.
And then you're echoing again. I'm sorry. I cannot understand.
Yeah, I'm definitely really decided about that.
I'm sorry. It might pay if you would to hang up and redial the number and let's try to clear the line.
I'll give you a call back.
Can you hear me?
It sounds like three people are on the phone talking at the same time.
Yeah. No.
Okay, now which one are you interested in? The fur coat or the Kenmore dryer or the basketball goal?
The basketball dryer.
Yes.
Hi, it's me again.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm calling back about the dryer and the basketball goal and the first on the coat.
Dryer.
Okay. What about the fur coat? Are you interested in buying it?
Yeah. No.
You're saying yes, and someone in the background is saying no.
No. Yes.
I'm sorry, sir. Something's wrong with your phone.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You need to get your phone correct.
There's nothing wrong with my phone.
Okay, this next one does require a little bit of setup, because otherwise you'll hear it, but it probably won't make a lot of sense. A young lady and her boyfriend, husband, significant other, whatever, whoever, are having this really heated argument, and somehow the voicemail was activated, or someone called the voicemail or something, and it was recording pretty much everything that they were saying, or should I say yelling. One thing that you might hear 1 or 200 dozen times is, "Get out of my house." Now, some of what they're saying is hard to hear, partly because, you know, obviously they're not standing right there by the phone, which is unfortunate for us, because then it might make even more sense, because we'd have some idea of what they were fighting about. That part you won't be able to hear, but you're going to be able to hear a large part of the exchange going on between the two, including some more harsh language. Take a listen.
First saved message sent Wednesday, July 14th. At
6:53
a.m.
I just want you to stop.
Get out of my house, Cal.
Get out
of my house. Get out of my house.
Look, calm down.
Get out of my house, Cal.
Calm down.
Get out of my house.
Calm down,
Didi. Get out of my house.
Calm down.
Get out of my house, Cal.
Calm down,
Didi. Get out of my house.
No reason to act like this.
Get out of my house, Cal.
I don't want to do anything to you.
Get out of my house, Cal.
Get out of my house.
I don't want to do
anything to you.
Get out of my house, Calvin.
Stop, Didi.
Get out of my house.
Come on, Didi, stop.
Get out.
Please, just stop.
Come on, Didi, stop. Get out of my house. Stop. Get out my house, Cal.
Stop,
Didi. Dang. Stop, here.
Get out.
Get out. Get out now. You get out now. Get out my house, Cal. Get out my house. Get out.
Why are you bringing over here to start?
I ain't bringing your motherfucking ass over here.
Nigga.
Move.
Stop.
Get close to me.
No, I don't
want to
fight.
Get you in here, motherfucker. You
want to
get
together. No, I wouldn't
have
came.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
Can I call you?
Get out of my house.
Can I call you first?
Get out of my house.
Can I call you first?
Get out of my house.
Can I call you first?
Get out of my house.
Come on, stop.
Get out of my house, Cal. Get out of my house.
Calm down.
Get out of my house.
Calm down.
Get out of my house.
Calm down.
Get out of my house. Move!
Calm down. Stop.
Get out of my house.
Calm down.
Stop.
Stop.
Listen to me.
Okay. Stop.
I'm telling you. You better get your motherfucking ass off of
me. I don't
want to. Stop. Get out.
Okay. Stop.
I'm going to find my pocketbook. Move, boy.
Stop.
Put your hands off of me.
Okay.
Get out my house. Get out my house.
Get out.
Get out my house.
Stop.
Get out my house.
Please.
Message.
Yeah. I wish we had a little more background information on that one. I would love to know what it was that they were arguing about, and I'd love to know who won. Anyway, everyone, that will wrap things up for tonight. I hope you enjoyed listening to some of the audio. Again, you know, it was some pretty harsh language. That's why anytime that we know we're going to have that kind of material, we always make sure that we give you a program note ahead of time to give you fair warning about what's coming. Okay, well, we're going to get out of here for the night. Thanks for joining us this evening. Make sure you join us for our next show. Have a good evening, everyone.
The Vast Wastelands is heard on Shoutcast Radio and by podcast. Our listener line is 702-446-4192. You can reach us at thevastwasteland.bodomatic.com as well as thevastwasteland@bodomatic.com. Have a good evening.
I'm just dumb. I'm just dumb.